Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The other day in class, I was talking with my students about the Ignatian principle of finding God in all things. And while I say Ignatian, it's probably just a Christian thing of finding how God is working and moving in the grace that he's pouring into each situation. And we see that in a particular way in the readings for today, with a focus on how God is using even moments of suffering to work toward his good, toward his plan for our salvation. The first reading from Jeremiah speaks about how the people are to rejoice because the Lord is delivering his people. It says, "Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water, on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn." And so there's this rejoicing, while also keeping in mind that there was this suffering, there was this scattering, where they were brought to different lands, they were led into slavery, and now is a time of renewal, a time of gathering together. But it cannot be forgotten that there's first this suffering, and the responsorial psalm continues. It says, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy." But then the verses also tell this story that's spoken of in the first reading. "When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. Then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed.' Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy." And there's this beauty in the joy that can only come from an experience of suffering. I know I've experienced this in various ways, that the joy wouldn't be quite so exuberant, quite so full, quite so profound, if it wouldn't have been preceded by this tremendous, almost unbearable experience of suffering. That's not to downplay or diminish suffering at all. We all experience suffering in various ways, but there's this beautiful joy that can come from a place of pain and brokenness. And in fact, there is no substitute to joy that springs forth from suffering. And that's what we see in the gospel also. We have Bartimaeus, the blind man, who's sitting by the roadside begging. And when he hears that Jesus is nearby, he begins to call out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And the people around him tell him to be silent, But he doesn't listen to them. He keeps calling out, "Son of David, have pity on me." And then Jesus calls him to him. And it says, he threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. So there's this experience of suffering. There's this simplicity, this poverty in his life. But when he sees an opportunity to experience healing, to experience fullness, he is unable to be persuaded to be silent. He calls out to the Lord and he persists. And then there's this great joy, right? He throws aside everything. He's willing to cast away his livelihood so that he can go and encounter the Lord. Because although he's been suffering, there's this joy that this man can do something about my suffering. He can change my sorrow and my tears into great joy. And the Lord does that. He heals him. And while Jesus says, "Go your way, your faith has saved you," this man immediately responds by following Jesus, because that's his way. His way is to follow the one who healed him, the one who transformed his life from blindness to sight, from sorrow to joy, from tears to laughter. And the same is true with us. There's this incredible turning from what's painful and what's sorrowful towards the Lord. And that's what St. Ignatius means when he talks about finding God in all things. That every single experience, every conversation, every person we encounter, every moment that we're alive can be a way that we can encounter the Lord. And a lot of those moments we just pass over and we don't think too much about. And then others, it seems obvious that yes, the Lord can be found present in this goodness, in this joy, in this gladness. But especially in the moments of sorrow, in the moments of pain and suffering, that here too, God can be found. And not only can be found, but he's making himself known and present in a particular way. All of the readings today have this theme of a turning from sorrow towards joy, a conversion from away from the Lord to being back in close relationship with him. Not that being in relationship with the Lord means no suffering, but rather that our experience of that suffering is profoundly changed, and that the joy that springs forth from this sorrow is unlike anything we could have possibly experienced without that pain. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for taking mercy, taking pity on Bartimaeus and healing him, of bringing about this conversion of blindness to sight. Lord, please grant us that conversion also, that you would remove from us anything that causes us blindness, and that you would allow us to experience you in all things, that whether it's good or bad, that you would be made abundantly present and perceptible in every moment of every day. Amen.
Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. That includes making it easy for followers of Jesus to share what they've received through our platform, including through this podcast. If you have a desire to share what you've received with others, please check out the many ways you can contribute to the Come Follow Me community by visiting comefollow.me/contribute. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.